My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we talk about multiple orgasms and honesty. So listen and enjoy.
When we last left with my lovely girlfriend, Belinda, we were just in the middle of a game, which I'll play the theme song to in a second, of interrogating the scammer. Me and her were having a very serious dispute over whether she's ever had multiple orgasms or not, because I felt like I had caught her in a lie about orgasms, and then she disappeared.
Somebody has to come clean.
Waiting for that one, weren't you, Joe? So the game got stopped a little short, but we will pick up on March 19th, 2013.
In the quest for truth and justice in the American way, join Davin, Pip Helix, and Joe Curry for Interrogate the Scammer.
Ridiculous. It's funny. It's so ridiculous, the stuff we come up with.
Yes.
We amuse us. Anyway.
Somebody has to.
So March 19th. So we're having this argument, and she it goes dead. Then she goes, I remember talking about multiple orgasms with you, but didn't say it was me. I have never orgasmed, that's for sure. For the 6 years I told you I have not had sex in 6 years. That's what I told you, and that's the truth.
Okay.
Well, I go, it was in the Bahamas. I asked you what you wanted. You said you wanted to have multiple orgasms. I asked you if you ever had that. You said once. Here's the conversation.
No! Oh, wow.
It's cut and paste with Davin.
I would be floored if somebody threw something back at me like that.
Why?
Because it's
this
just
is
like...
why we don't have sexy talk.
Yeah, it's like, you said you never. Oh.
You're surprised by this, Joe?
Here's the transcript of our orgasm talk.
I'm rather amused by it.
I know.
Well, that's the intention.
But you're doing this live?
Yes, live chat.
And you're like, oh, by the way, here's a cut and paste of our conversation.
Yeah. In the moment.
I would be really freaked out.
Freaked out for the simple reason that we're like, well, he just went back to a show, you know, and got the transcript from a show. She doesn't know
we have a show.
No, this isn't from the show. This isn't from the show.
You would be a nut. If you don't have a show, you're a nut.
This isn't from the show because we hadn't done that show yet because we just did March 18th last week.
Regardless.
He knew where the email was.
I know. It was a Facebook thing. I had to scroll.
He knew where the Facebook thing was.
Well, I remember when I was in the Bahamas.
You had so many conversations with this woman and you just said, oh, by the way, here's where you said it. Boom.
Oh, we've had sexy talk.
Oh, my God.
Remember, I've had conversations with two women who's now one woman.
Right.
So this is me from the Bahamas. This is what I wrote to her. I want you to tell me what would turn you on. What is your ultimate desire? She goes to have multiple orgasms. I go, I can do that for you. I would work my kisses up your tummy slowly. I would take my left hand and run it down your back and take my right hand and rub your inner thigh gently.
I'd take the rubber ducky and bring it.
There was no rubber ducky.
Now, when you say remember this was when you were working Atlantis, right? Back in that was...
Yes,
December,
but I shared this a few months ago on the show.
December 2011, correct?
No. January of 2013. January 2013, I was in Atlantis.
Oh, why? Yeah, I thought it was December 2012.
No, it was January.
But it's close. All right,
New Year's Day.
Close enough for jazz, though. Close enough for jazz.
And then shared this on the air a couple months ago, so you can hear it.
Right, okay.
So I go, I can do that for you. I work my kisses up your tummy slowly. I would take my left hand and run it down your back and take my right hand and rub your inner thigh gently. I would kiss your breast delicately. My right hand would be right next to your privates. I would feel the heat coming off you on the back of my hand. She goes, wow, that would be very exciting. I go, have you had multiple orgasms before? Are you alone right now? She goes, yeah, once. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So then the conversation ended. I guess it must have been at the end of the night. Then she comes back later on. How are you doing?
Now, I got a question for you. When this was, when that conversation back when you were in Bahamas, was she Agnes or Belinda?
No, Belinda. She'd already come clean.
She already came clean.
Yeah, she's Belinda. Okay. We're rekindling our love. She came clean around when I went to Aruba, Joe.
Okay.
Which was December of 2013. That's when I was in Aruba. and she came clean. Remember, I went to Aruba.
I'm just trying to get a.
Yeah.
So because basically my whole reason of asking you this was maybe we always go to think that you were sold. When they
yes, this
transition.
Is after I've been sold.
Yes.
Well, it would have made sense if it if you weren't sold yet. You know what I'm saying?
Because
no,
this is with my girl.
Right.
This is my girl.
That would make more sense because it was another writer.
She'd still have her foot in cow shit anyway. But, you know, just the logistics of it would go, all right.
It's like, oh, crap, I can't remember what the people before me said.
Right. They didn't give you a little booklet.
She asked me how I'm doing. I said, I've been better. Does it even matter? She goes, why do you sound like this? I go, why do you think?
Nothing.
She goes, are you mad because of the orgasm? I go, I'm mad because you do not tell me the truth. She goes, what is that? Oh, it's upstairs. I go, the truth is.
It's the crackling in my head.
I didn't know what that was.
I didn't think you could hear it.
She goes, the truth is, I was shy to tell you. I have not orgasmed. I felt embarrassed. A lady like me who has not orgasmed. I was shy to say. I go, the things we were talking about in the conversation left no room for shyness.
Shy to say. Porn on a roller coaster?
No, that's when I was writing with Agnes.
I can kind of understand that.
I go, I put myself in these vulnerable spots with you, thinking we are sharing something, and we are not. It is all a fraud. I do not think we have shared one honest moment, a relationship built on lies and excuses.
You didn't come, and you lied about it. You sound like a nut.
She goes, I knew I should have told you, but I'm sorry. I didn't. Not everyone is as confident as you. I go, it has nothing to do with confidence. It has to do with trust. I no longer trust you because you are not forthright with me. I tell you everything. My fears, my addictions, my dreams, my lusts. You tell me lies. She goes, it's really harsh you to say those things. I tell you things and you think I am lying. I guess you can't be with someone you don't trust since you don't trust me. Why don't you look past my moment of weakness, I guess?
She's got a good line of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've heard it before.
Yeah.
It is convincing.
Recently.
I go, you lied to me yesterday about it, bunch of exclamation points. I go, why not come clean before I have to show you the proof? Bunch of question marks. She goes, well, you can say I lied about the orgasm. I am sorry I did. I told you my reason for it. I am truly sorry. I go, if I lie to you as much as you lied to me, what would you do? Damn it, Belinda. I was trying to do something beautiful and exciting with you, and you lied to me again.
Hold that thought for just 1 second. Trucker Tom says, she didn't come, and she lied about it. Okay, she is real.
Very good. Very good, Tom.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.